Hello, and welcome to the Calibrate Your Consciousness series by Story Hackers. My name is Devin Pipers, and I'll be your host and your meditation guide. And today we're going to be examining how the practice of meditation can help us to manage the experience of anxiety. Now, first and foremost, I just want to normalize this experience. I think that anxiety is, in fact, a modern epidemic as a reflection of our disconnection from nature and its rhythms, and recognizing that there are times when we're meant to slow down and even stop, and there are times when we're meant to speed up. And the way that our society is structured, we really don't have the opportunity to honor those rhythms, to come back to that natural state of being, where everything is in ebb and flow. So first and foremost, I want to say, if you are someone who struggles with anxiety, you are not alone. As long as I can remember, I've been anxious. My mother was anxious. And while I was in her womb, I was likely being pumped with adrenaline and cortisol. And I was born nervous, worried, a little bit fearful, a little bit shy, a little bit afraid of what might happen in the future. I had my first panic attack when I was 8 years old, and I've been managing this state ever since. And I can tell you definitively that the only thing that has actually worked for me and sustained me in that freedom is this practice. First and foremost, we can't change what we're not aware of. So we just need to become aware that this is our experience, that it's not our fault, our failing, or our weakness, that we just happen to have a really sensitive nervous system that needs some help managing those sensations with compassion and awareness. And I find one of the most effective tools to use when I'm feeling anxious beyond the breath work is the use of mantra. And mantra is a Sanskrit word that roughly translates to mind release. And when there's anxiety or overwhelm in the mind, this is such an effective tool for anchoring the mind in this present moment where nothing wrong is happening, where you are actually safe and sound, and the mind can consciously start to register that. Giving the mind an active doing in this moment is the antidote to rumination, worrying about the past, or to projection, anticipating or worrying about the future. So we're gonna be practicing after we do some breath work to regulate our nervous system and cultivate more calm. We're gonna practice using mantra. And mantra has been used for thousands of years by masters of meditation as a way of untangling the knots of the mind, letting it release and relax, and potentially even fall back to its source, to be reabsorbed into the source awareness, which can kind of feel like deep sleep. We have no control over whether or not that deep state of transcendence comes, and there's no need to worry about that. Just like we can't make sleep come, we can only prepare the conditions in our minds, in our bodies, in our hearts, to allow sleep to take us over. And it's the same thing with these transcended states. They may come, they may not, but the most important thing is that we feel the freedom from the mind. So let's get started. You can be seated with a nice, long, easy spine. You can be supported, just making sure that there's space in the front of your body for your breath to move. Or you might choose to lie down. It's okay to even put like a weighted blanket over your body in order to stop any physical fidgeting or anxiety that might happen. It's okay if you know that you have anxious hands to choose to hold an object that feels nice in your hands or that just emotionally gives you a sense of security. So you know yourself best. Set yourself up in order to be most comfortable and most deeply relaxed for this practice. Finding a posture where you can rest in comfortable stillness is so important, especially when we're dealing with anxiety. Unconscious anxiety often comes out through physical movements, through picking at the fingers or chewing the nails or twitching through the leg. And if we can let go of that unconscious stimulating of the nervous system through movement, we are inviting some stillness into the mind as well as the body. So use whatever you need, the blankets, the teddy bear, the coffee cup in your hands, to ground and anchor your body in comfortable stillness. Remembering that every time you move through your body, whether to open the eyes or scratch an itch or check the time, you're triggering the nervous system, which keeps the mind anxious, alert, and moving. So as you bring the body to comfortable stillness, commit to it. Softening into that stillness, which is a luxury and not a demand. And once you arrive in that stillness, feel the heaviness of your physical form, the weight and the presence of your body. And can you let it get even heavier? Can you give into gravity, softening and melting through your muscles? And allowing that sense of heaviness to draw you more deeply within yourself. It will feel nice to close the eyes and bring all of your attention inward. And we're going to use a couple rounds of transitional breaths just to let go of the momentum, of the movement, of the thinking that we just were engaging in, and allow ourselves to drop more deeply into this natural state of easy being. So let's just begin by exhaling through the nose, emptying out. And take a slow, deep inhale from your belly first. Imagine you're filling all the way up to the top of your head. And let it go with a sigh through your mouth. And as you sigh, you soften more. Empty out, put down anything you've been holding, actively releasing and allowing yourself to empty. And again, a slow, deep inhale, filling all the way up to the top of the head. Then let it go with a sigh, relaxing even more deeply. In your own time, take three more rounds of this breath. Inhaling deeply through the nose, filling up. And sighing it out through your mouth, letting your jaw drop, letting your cares and your worries fall away with every exhale. You can let go of those breaths. Let your effortless breath breathe you. Let's bring the attention to the top of the head and just become aware if there's any tension that we can soften consciously. So feeling the muscles beneath the scalp, maybe visualizing them melting, releasing any tension to be carried away with your breath. Imagine this warm wave of relaxation moving down through the temples, through the forehead, between the eyebrows, softening behind the eyes, relaxing through the jaw. Let the jaw drop, let it fall. Let it pull the mouth a little bit open. Letting the jaw hang slack. Feel the space between the upper and lower teeth. Soften the tongue, soften the lips. And now slowly close the lips, keeping a little bit of that space. Teeth don't need to touch. Feeling every muscle in your face and your head soft and slack. And as you feel the breath moving down the back of the throat on the inhale and the exhale, let that remind you to relax even more deeply through your vocal cords, through the sides of your neck and the back of your neck. Dropping through the shoulders, letting the weight of the arms pull the shoulders down. Staying heavy and soft through your arms, through your forearms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers. Let them come to sleep in stillness. If you're holding something in your hands, ground your attention there. Sensing pressure or texture. Be here through touch. Letting go of the hands coming up to the chest. Notice the movement of your breath here. Notice the quality of your breath. Is it feeling fast or slow? Deep or shallow? Is it stuck in the chest or can you feel it down in the belly? And to help us connect with the breath that brings peace on its own, slowly and gently move one of your hands over your navel onto your lower belly. Release and relax through the abdomen, softening into the touch. Letting the belly loosen and start to swing and move with your breath so you can feel the belly expanding on the inhale, like the filling of a balloon, and deflating on the exhale, emptying easily. And let's just, with our attention, with the softness in the body, let's just nurture the waves of the belly breath. Whenever we wish to experience peace, it starts with this breath of deep sleep, this breath of babies and puppies, this breath of trust and innocence, this breath of safety from the belly. Not from the chest. And in your own time, we're just going to bring a little bit more balance to the nervous system and a little bit more focus in the anxious mind that might already be feeling restless, like it wants to wander into the past or push into the future. Don't give it the reins. You get to decide where to rest your attention. You always have that power of choice. Use it. Choose your freedom from the restless energy of the mind. So just using a count of five, keeping it easy, flowing and gentle. Start by exhaling now. And then inhale deeply from your belly first for your count of five. And exhale through your nose for an equal count of five. Really slowing the mind down. There is no rush. Find the space between each number. When you slow down, time slows down. Let yourself start to feel that unraveling of momentum, of movement, of time, of mind. And you can keep breathing in this rhythm. You can stay with the count, or you can choose a soothing or reassuring affirmation to hear inside your head as you inhale for that count and exhale for that count. It might be something like, I'm okay, I'm safe. The words that you know you need to hear right now. You can go to those or simply stay with the count. Using this smooth and balanced inhale and exhale to find some more ease in your nervous system. If at any moment the anxiety gets too intense, instead of bailing on your practice and on yourself, ground through the sensation of touch, or you can slowly and gently open your eyes and just rest your eyes on a single focal point as you continue to use the measured breath, the count, or the words to unravel the knots of your mind. If we wish to feel different, we must choose differently. So don't give up. Don't give in. You've got this. Finding this flow with your breath and letting the mind fall into that flow. Good. And now you can let go of those deep measured breaths. Let your belly breath resume and just check on it. Still feeling the movement of the belly beneath your hand, pushing your hand up and away on the inhale, pulling your hand inward towards the spine on the exhale. Knowing that this breath in and of itself tells your brain, I'm safe. So you are already cultivating calm and space and ease just by breathing. And before that mind can get bored or restless again, we'll introduce an ancient mantra. And this mantra is an invocation of peace. It's infused with the power of many, many masters throughout millennia. And the vibration of these words carry information. So in your own time, keeping your attention on the waves of your belly breath, start to repeat silently in your mind, in time with your breath, the phrase Om Shanti. Shanti means peace. This is a call to recognize in your body the peace of existence that is always present within you. You're calling it up to the surface of your experience. It's already here. You don't need to create it. You just need to remove the obstacles that prevent you from feeling it. And the only obstacle, the movement of the body, the engagement of the senses, and the thinking of the mind. So we've removed the obstacles. Now let's call in peace. Om Shanti. Shanti Om. As you inhale, watching your belly breath, hear those words, Om Shanti. As you exhale, Shanti Om. You can even see in your mind, if you wish, the words of the mantra looping and linking together like an infinity symbol. Om Shanti, Shanti Om. This peace has no beginning. This peace has no end. Om Shanti, Shanti Om. And it's important when we meditate to release the expectations of the mind that say, peace should feel this way. The mind's nature is not peace. It has no concept of what it feels like. And in fact, the absence of thinking, the absence of emotion, the absence of a specific, detailed, or memorable experience is the presence of peace. The mind would call that nothing. The meditator knows better. This is not nothing. This is not dull or boring. This is the presence of peace. Can I allow myself to surrender sweetly to this presence of peace? To soften and sink into it more deeply? Om Shanti. Shanti Om. And anytime you notice that your mind has wandered off down a rabbit hole of thought, no judgment, stay easy. Just choose to bring the mind back. Place it on the wheel of the words again, so you can unravel the knots that the mind has tied. Om Shanti, Shanti Om. Peace is not only possible, it's fully present right here, right now. Where nothing wrong is happening, where you are safe and sound, just let your whole self recognize that truth. Om Shanti, Shanti Om. And if at any point you feel like dropping the mantra, not to reach for thought, but just to exist, just to rest in being, just to watch that space in front of your closed eyes and feel yourself in it, feel free. And the moment the mind gets edgy, you just put it back on the wheel of the words. So you can use the mantra when the mind needs it, and you can let it go when it softens. Good job. You can let go of the words, let go of the focus, let go of all sense of doing and just rest in being. Notice if anything has shifted or changed for you, physically, mentally, emotionally. It's okay if it hasn't. Sometimes there's just more sense of space between ourselves as the knower of the experience and the experience we're aware of. Meditation's not a pill. It doesn't work instantaneously, but it can give us some sense of relief just by increasing that sense of space between the experience you're aware of and you. And in that sense of space is relief. And in that sense of space is the freedom to choose. Do I want to be lost and consumed by this sensation? Or do I want to take on the job of managing this sensation? And that's how I like to think about anxiety. It's my constant friend. It's my companion. A little bit anxious, but means well. Wants to keep me safe and successful. But I don't always need that buzzing, incessant energy. So in those moments, I choose to manage the sensation, not to personalize it. It's just something I'm aware of in this moment. It's not mine. It doesn't define me. It's not who I am. Stay easy. I like to refer to anxiety as excess energy. And a good way to alleviate or move out and cleanse and release some of that excess energy is to make sure that you move your body at least once a day. Whether you go out for a mindful walk, taking the time to let the world around you change you, to really see the colors and feel the sunshine on your face and see the smiles of people playing in the park or puppies running around on the grass, you will be changed if you go outside and walk with openness. Or if you move your body and sweat, you will be changed. You will release and shed some of that anxious energy. And this is great preparation for meditation. So just an idea if you want to try it. Moving your body before you bring yourself to stillness can be very, very delicious and can deepen that state of letting go in your meditation practice. To come back, we'll take a deep, energizing inhale, filling up from the belly all the way to the top of the head. And let it go with a sigh of relief and of pleasure. Remember that if you ever wake up in the middle of the night and your mind is racing, you could try reading, yeah, or you could try mantra. Just beginning by connecting to your belly breath, evening out your inhale and your exhale for a bit to soothe your nervous system, and then putting your mind on the wheel of the words. It's kind of like meditation's version of counting sheep. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. I hope this has been helpful for you. And remember, it's not who you are. It's just a sensation to manage. Take care, and I'll see you next week.